Weather?
Nice weather coming up today through this Tuesday.
Evening?
You don't have anything on your calendar for this evening.
Fantastic.
Joke?
Two iPhones walk into a bar. I forget the rest.
That's funny.
Was it something I said?
Yes, it was.
Actor John Malkovich in the latest iPhone ad touting Siri, the digital personal assistant. But if you work at IBM, you have to leave Siri at home. The corporate giant has banned Siri along with some other smartphone apps, citing security concerns. We're just extraordinarily conservative, Big Blue's chief information officer Jeanette Horan told Brian Bergstein, deputy editor at MIT's Technology Review. He joins us now. And Brian, what is IBM worried about?
Well, IBM is probably not worried about Siri in particular as much as a whole world of apps that it cannot control. If you work at a lot of companies, including IBM, for years and years and years, you would be given a BlackBerry or some other smartphone, but primarily a BlackBerry for your work. Now more and more employees are bringing their own devices. They say, well, wait a minute, I use an iPhone, I use an Android device, and I want to use that for work. I don't want to have two devices. So as more and more employee cell phones are coming into companies, more and more of them are saying, well, wait a minute, back in the day when we gave you your phone, we could limit what you could do on it. And now that we can't, we have to be more cautious that you are not using something that puts corporate information at risk. So you might use Dropbox, for example, to store files. IBM doesn't control Dropbox. It doesn't necessarily think Dropbox is up to no good, but it doesn't want to take the chance that someone will hack into your Dropbox account by guessing your password and be able to see sensitive corporate information. Same thing with Siri. It's an application IBM doesn't control. And IBM doesn't necessarily worry that Apple is up to no good with the information, but it wants to say, hey, keep your work in buckets that are actually inside our tent.
Well, and let's explain. Siri, when you open up Siri and you ask Siri to do something, or in my case, when she just pops up because you brushed against the phone the wrong way, and there she is, everything that you say to Siri is shipped to a data center in, I think it's North Carolina.
That's right. Your queries are being sent off to the cloud, which is just a term for meaning a remote data center. And that information is stored, again, out of the control of, say, a company like IBM.
Just wild. And IBM isn't alone. A couple months ago, the American Civil Liberties Union put out a warning about Siri, saying that if you really want your messages to be private, don't tell her because she's sending them somewhere else. So now companies are, as you say, they may just put their own software on your smartphone. So when you go to try to use Siri at work, you might hear something like this.
I'm really sorry about this, but I can't take any requests right now. Please try again in a little while.
But Brian, do you think that beyond, just altering your smartphone when you're at work, these companies may go back to the day before the BYOD policies, before you could bring your own device in? Do you think that concerns will get that strong?
No, I actually don't. You know, I spoke to someone else at IBM for this story who said, look, the genie is out of the bottle here. We're not going to go back and try to institute more control over which devices people can and can't access the corporate network with. And there's this sort of emerging idea called containerization, where essentially you don't have to take this blunt force approach and say, Siri is completely walled off, or Apple's iCloud service is completely walled off. You might be able to have certain elements of the application running while certain more sensitive things do not. So, for example, you could see a day coming in the not-too-distant future where you have an iPhone, you bring it to your corporate IT department and say, hey, I want to use this for work, and they say, okay, we're going to turn off this, this, and this in iCloud because that sounds risky to us, but we'll allow you to still view your photos, your personal photos that you've already uploaded to the service. So that kind of thing, that kind of flexibility, I think that'll come and will make BYOD more manageable and a little bit less of a sort of heavy-handed thing.
Brian Bergstein, deputy editor at MIT's Technology Review. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Meanwhile, I can't even figure mine out. Coming up, Syria's Bashar and Asma Assad. Who are they? And why have they been able to hold on to power? That's in 30 seconds, here and now.